Hammersmith and Fulham. Hammersmith and Fulham have asked all their GPs to reassess the need of their regular homeopathy patients to visit the Royal London, and they are planning to withdraw funding for those patients in regards to homeopathy. They are only prepared to fund evidence-based treatments, and they don't believe there's enough evidence that homeopathy works. On the line, Dr. Peter Fisher, Clinical Director of the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Under how great a threat do you feel the hospital is at the moment?
Well, it would be alarmist to say that we're about to close. We're not. But we certainly are under threat, and there's, of course, a lot of stages between being a thriving institution and being completely closed. We are very small, and we're very vulnerable in the present climate.
We've had one of our callers say a great deal of money has been spent only recently on dramatic refurbishment.
That's true. We've got a very nice old building right in the heart of medical London, corner of Great Ormond Street and Queen Square, so we're between the Children's Hospital and the Neurology Hospital.
Yes.
And the building was completely refurbished inside, reopened by the Prince of Wales just over a year ago, so it would seem a bit of a waste.
It certainly would. Now, what do you make of, for example, Hammersmith and Fulham's comment that they are only prepared to fund, and I quote, evidence-based treatments?
Well, I mean, there are two issues, of course. All the primary care trusts, the bodies, you know, that fund care, cite two problems. One is money. The NHS has what is euphemistically called financial turbulence at the moment, and the other is evidence. And it's true that we don't only do homeopathy, of course, as Sam just mentioned. We do a whole range of things: acupuncture, herbal medicine, nutritional medicine, EPD, a whole lot of things. And it's true that there is not as much evidence as you would like.
Yes.